2.4 Generalization and Legibility. Good orienteering terrain contains a large number and a great variety of features. Those which are most essential for the runner in competition must be selected and presented on the orienteering map. To achieve this, in such a way that the map is legible and easy to interpret, cartographic generalization must be employed. There are two phases of generalization: selective generalization and graphic generalization. Selective generalization is the decision as to which details and features should be presented on the map. Two important considerations contribute to this decision: the importance of the feature from the runner's point of view and its influence on the legibility of the map. These two considerations will sometimes be incompatible, but the demand for legibility must never be relaxed in order to present an excess of small details and features on the map. Therefore, it will be necessary at the service stage to adopt minimum sizes for many types of detail. These minimum sizes may vary somewhat from one map to another according to the amount of detail in question. However, consistency is one of the most important qualities of the orienteering map. Graphic generalization can greatly affect the clarity of the map. Simplification, displacement and exaggeration are used to this end. Legibility requires that the size of symbols, line thicknesses and spacing between lines be based on the perception of normal sight at daylight. In devising symbols, all factors except the distance between neighboring symbols are considered. The size of the smallest feature which will appear on the map depends partly on the graphic qualities of the symbol, shape, format and color, and partly on the position of neighboring symbols. With immediately neighboring features, which take up more space on the map than on the ground, it is essential that the correct relationships between these and other nearby features are also maintained.